Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello, chickadees and chickadeans. You're listening to Shagmar's Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey.
That was chickadees and chickadeans.
Chickadees and chickadeans.
You never tell us what these things are going to be, and I'm always just flabbergasted. Chickadeant. Which one's a chickadee? What's a chickadee?
I don't know.
What's a chickadeant?
Well, just because I was thinking about it in the bath, because up north, for do and don't, we say dee and daint. So I thought chickadee and chickadaunt.
Right, do and don't, right.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm tenuous and painful. You're hungover, aren't you?
I am so hungover.
You might as well tell everyone, yeah. You've got a raspy voice.
Have I?
Yeah, you sound like you've been smoking.
Just drank so much wine. I do blame you, though.
Me?
Because, well, we went to the theatre last night.
We did. We had a little date night, didn't we? Which was lovely. We haven't done that for a while.
You just kept bringing us wine.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's my job. Not my fault if you can't handle your wine.
And I had mussels for tea. And mussels are delicious, but they're not very filling, Chris.
No.
I don't think I ate enough.
Well, a couple of times you burped during the show. And I had to lean in and go, stop fucking burping. I literally feel like I've just fallen into a fucking rock pool.
Did I
stink? It smells that bad.
Did
yeah,
I?
It's disgusting. Yeah,
and,
I
spilled some of my wine on the woman next door.
Yeah, you spilled the wine all over you. Yeah.
Sorry, Mrs. Oh, no, she didn't look happy. Went on her foot. She had open-toed sandals on. I mean, in October. Bit ridiculous. But
oh,
I've ruined my boots.
Never take the Ramsay to the theatre.
I'll have to wash my coat.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They were like a soft leather boot as well, and you spilled white wine all over.
I think I haven't looked at them yet.
Yeah.
But I think they're knackered.
Right.
And
great.
I really like them.
Well, that's good. There'll be a little leather cleaner you can get, I'm sure.
Oh, no, I can't be asked to do with stuff like that.
That's ridiculous. Go on YouTube and be like, you know, someone will tell you how to, you know, be like a Mrs. Hinge for shoes and they'll tell you how to clean it out.
Fair enough.
So there you go.
Oh, but I had a good time. I did have a good time, but I honestly, yeah, I'm rough today.
You are. You're sitting in a coat, which is weird. Just sitting doing the podcast in a coat, guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, everyone listening, but when I'm hungover, I'm really fucking hot.
No, I'm freezing.
It's really strange. She's like got her arms folded in a little jacket. You look like you're out on your tab break from work.
Oh, do it.
You're standing there. Yeah, you're just throwing the nearest thing on and you're standing outside smoking a tab and you're about to go back in and finish your work.
I get really cold and needy when I'm hungover. Oh, so
God.
The day I'm cold. And then I've got to go get my hair done because I'm blonde and it's high maintenance and I'm sick of me life.
You're not blonde. That's the problem.
Mm.
You've gone blonde, but you're not blonde.
Guess what I pass on the way at the hairdressers?
What?
The golden arches of heaven.
No, you don't. Which fucking way do you drive? They're not on the way to our hairdressers at all, you liar.
Oh, it's not. I'll detour.
All right, okay, so you're passing the road, you're just going to go and get a McDonald's?
Yeah. Would you like
brilliant.
One?
No,
brought
thank
in?
You. No, thank you.
For tea?
No, thank you. For tea? We're having McDonald's? Eh? I beg your pardon? I'm McDonald's for tea.
What do you
think
mean?
This is? Put some effort in, will you? I want something good.
Oh, wow.
How dare you?
There'll be no cooking today, Ramsay.
Oh, God, right.
You want a bit of vom in there.
Oh, hey, man. Mm-hmm. Goodness me. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Even if we both sound raspy and awful, it's still lovely to be here, back in your ears. It's episode 139. Without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Absolutely make no money.
This
waste of time.
Week's...
Waste of my time, waste of your time. Mm-hmm. Waste of everybody's fucking time.
You always do this, but I reckon you'd be on board with it like you always are.
Okay.
This week's sponsor is leather phone cases with all of your credit cards in them.
Oh, ridiculous.
Hey, flappy flap flap. Flap 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 flap. Take a selfie. Or flap. Or flap. Or take. What's flapped on the front camera? What's flapped on the back camera? Whoa. It's like the 2021 version of a fucking Filofax. Mm-hmm. Stop doing it. You look ridiculous. Yeah. Like, you know for a fact people who've got them on have still got all the clicker noises.
Yeah, my dad's got one.
Yeah, you know when they're texting it. Because you know what, Rosie? You know when I lose my phone, I like to lose all of my other things at the same time. Yeah. I like to lose all my ID, all my credit cards, everything, old receipts. I like to lose all of it when I lose my phone.
Do you think the phone wipes off the card?
No, I think there's special things where it's in the way. But you can put all your credit cards on your phone now anyway, on the Apple Pay thing, on the
wallet.
That is
true.
So what the fuck's everyone doing?
Do you know my Fitbit's just told me to move?
Right.
The cheek of it. I didn't know they did that. What's it say? It's got a red, what's it say? Reminder. Oh, it's gone off.
Great.
Reminder to move. 12 left. 12 what?
12 moves.
12 star jumps.
12 moves.
I'm not doing a fucking, you can piss off.
I mean,
that's intrusive, isn't
who
it?
Who gets up hungover and puts the fucking Fitbit on? What the hell's
do you want to know
you?
How many steps I've done today?
How many?
238.
It's 10 to 11. 238.
That's shocking,
does
isn't it?
Does it count depressed shuffles?
No.
I think you've been doing depressed shuffles.
Well, the reason why I've got my coat on is because I couldn't be asked to walk up the next flight of stairs to get a jumper.
Jesus.
And the coat was...
Why have you been running hungover? What an idiot.
I don't know. Let's check me. What's my heart rate?
Oh, God. Oh, I think you're
I'm
dead.
I'm dead.
Yeah. I think you're dead. Fantastic.
100 beats per minute. Resting 60. Is that good?
Rosie, I don't know if it's good or not, but it's a terrible fucking podcast, Pat.
I'm sorry.
I tell you
okay,
that right
I'm
now.
Tune in
next week and Rosie will read what it says on the fucking scales.
There's something
when
to
it
do. What's
it.
That? O2? O2?
That'll be oxygen in your
oxygen
blood.
In my, how does it know the oxygen in my blood?
Oh, God, I don't know. And more importantly, I don't fucking care.
No, well, I do. I find it quite intrusive. I don't know if I'm going to wear it all the time.
Right.
Telling me to move.
Why are you complaining? you've put it on. You can take it off. What do you mean you find it? Just take it off and put it on the table.
I know, but I want to know how many steps I do.
None. You're fucking
yesterday.
Sitting down.
All right. Yesterday, I did like 8,000 steps I didn't really
guess
go anywhere.
What? Judging by the start you've got off to today, I don't think you're going to beat that fucking record. You lazy cow. Take it off and fucking stop whinging, will you? Good God. Oh my God. You should wear one that says cheer your fucking bracket up.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, Christ.
Oh, no, like this. Play this jingle now, you miserable shitbag.
I'm not miserable. I'm hungover. I'll cheer up in the next bit.
Great.
There'll be people listening to this at 7 o'clock in the morning, won't
Reminder
there?
To cheer up.
Okay.
Might be people hungover. Yeah, if you're listening hungover, fair play to you. Big love.
I feel your pain.
Big love.
Here's the jingle.
Here's the jingle. I'll cheer you right up. Go on, man. Get it up, you.
Oh, that's what she said.
God.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle. Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode. Oh, I can't do it.
Yeah,
I can't
you
do
couldn't
it.
Even finish that. Couldn't you were smiling while you were talking there, but you didn't do it.
No, I'm all right. Listen, come on. Let's do it. Let's do this. I've got some good questions this week anyway.
Good. They're always good questions.
That's good to look forward to.
As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Keep sending stuff in. What's it doing now?
What's
she keeps looking at Fitbit.
It's just vibrated. So hang on. What's it saying now? Goal complete. I didn't do anything. 250 out of 250.
What?
Is it broke? I haven't moved. I've been sat here.
Well, you flailed your arms a bit. Or maybe that little bit of pretending to be not hungover you did for half a sentence was so much effort, your body has told the Fitbit that you've just done a fucking marathon. Yeah, maybe. It's like she's overheating.
It's so weird. I don't even know how it knows that you're moving. Anyway, complicated.
Great.
But it's good. I do like it.
You're so
thank you.
Terrified.
You
I know I got it and you're just sitting slagging off. You're so terrified of technology. It's pathetic. We've talked about this before. Remember when you gave us that toothbrush because it asked you the language? It's
I just don't think it should know that much about you.
But
I'm really paranoid about my phone
the
at the minute.
Yeah,
I'm really paranoid. I don't like saying anything.
Yeah.
Or the laptops or anything.
Say
don't.
Anything in front of them. You feel like
just,
I just,
it freaks
I'm saying
out.
I've got a bit of my show about it.
Have you?
My stand-up show that I'm currently touring, that one day you'll come and see.
Next week, you're at the arena.
Such a supportive
I'll
wife.
Come and see you.
Newcastle Arena next week, last few tickets available. Also Salford Lowry in Manchester, a few tickets available
the week after.
Chris, I'm just saying, normally you've got to read them all out and say, there's tickets for the year. I've literally got about two ones left that aren't sold out.
Okay.
And Newcastle Arena's, obviously it's an arena, there's always going to be a handful of seats. But Salford Lowry, get on it, Manchester. Right? So there we go.
Do you want to know what happened last week?
Do I want to know what happened last week? Always.
So I stayed at my mum's in South Shields because I miss South Shields.
Yeah.
Which is
big up South Shields. We love you.
Love you. Stayed at my mum's. She lovingly slept on the settee, which was nice of her.
Oh.
I slept in the bed with Robin and then Rafe was in a little travel cot.
Right.
Rafe's on this special medication because we think he's got an allergy. Well, he has got an allergy. We've worked it out because
just don't know what it is.
When he takes this medication, he doesn't have the symptoms anymore.
Yeah.
So we just need to find out what it is. So I slept in my mum's room with the kids, mm-hmm. and the medication makes Rafe poo in the middle of the night, which is not nice.
Yeah, he's back to pooing in the middle of the night.
It's rank. So he had a poo in the middle of the night. I haven't told you this, right? So I was so tired. He had a poo. I changed his nappy. But then my mum was asleep because she's got a flat. So she was asleep in the bit that you have to walk through to get the kitchen, to get to the bin.
The thoroughfare. Right. Your mum was asleep in a corridor. Like a
basic, no, like the set. So there's, it's an open plan. So you'd have to go. I didn't want to wake her up.
Your mum was asleep in a corridor on the way to a bin, like a student.
Yeah, okay. I didn't want to wake her up, so I did that thing of like, I was like, it'll be fine. So I changed his bum and I just kind of left the pooey nappy on the floor.
You are joking.
I'm not, but I had to move it because it stunk the whole room out. Wow. But you know, when you're so tired, I was like, I can sleep through this. It doesn't smell that bad. It was awful. So then I had to move the nappy. And do you know where I had to put it?
Where?
At the front door.
Oh, shut up. You opened the front door?
No, I didn't open the front door. I just left it at the front door because it's quite a long corridor.
You left it at the front door. So it looked like, in the morning, it looked like someone posted a shitty nappy through your mouth.
Yeah,
door.
Yeah, actually. Wow. But I'd moved it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just put it on the floor and put a big mixing bowl over the top of it?
Where?
Anyway, just lock it, put something over the top of it.
I didn't want to walk through to the kitchen.
Oh, right. That you didn't walk through the corridor. Right, okay. Mm. Oh, God.
No.
Why don't you wrap... Do you have any of them little bags?
No,
you
I didn't.
You know the little bags that are supposed to keep the smell out, but they still fucking stink?
Yeah. I didn't have any.
A bin full of baby nappies is one of the worst smells in the world.
They're absolutely gross, and aren't they? What about when you have a rogue one in your normal waste bin?
Yeah.
And so you forget.
But them nappy bins. You know them nappy bins? Has anyone ever used them out there where you put them, you push it through, you like punch it through the thing and then you just twist it around?
I think they're good.
Yeah, but then when you take them out, I've been up to the bin before to take them out and put them in the big bin and it's like a fucking big long line of sausages.
It is a bit gross.
You know when sausages are connected, it's like little shitty pouches of oh my God.
Poo necklace.
Oh, disgusting.
But do you know what really pissed us off though about that? It was just, I do this all the time with the kids and it's when you have a baby that you notice it more. I spend most of my time deciding what to do.
Yeah.
And it fucks us off because I spent like a good 40 minutes thinking, should I move that? No. Should I move it?
You'd lay there all night thinking about a nappy.
Well, I know, but then I was like, why didn't you just move it in the first place and then you would have had extra sleep? I was like awake going, what should I do? And I do that all the time with Rafe.
Yeah.
No, I do. I question myself constantly and I'm always like, should I do this? What's best? What's the best thing to do? And then I'm like, well, you've wasted.
Well, if in doubt,
wasted a lot of time.
I can just say it'd make you feel better. I'm sure all the parents out there can agree, especially mothers. If in doubt, you're very rarely sure that you're doing the right thing. It's the problem being a parent. If in doubt, put the shitty nappy in the fucking bin, you horrible dirty pig,
right,
would be my rule of thumb to go by.
But what, I didn't want to wake my mum up.
Fuck her.
It,
walk past and go and put it in the bin. Sorry, mum, we've got a shitty nappy. Do you want us to leave it somewhere in your house? Do you want us to leave it at your front door to stink your entire thing out so when visitors come, you think you just shit yourself and answer the door?
Well, not because I moved it in the morning, yeah, so it didn't smell.
I've smelt them nappies. They linger. It'll be in the fucking wallpaper and everything now. She'll need a fumigation going on. Babadoo, 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 so this whole chat that we've just had here reminds me of something that I never showed you.
What?
So comedian Jason Cook, I was doing a gig with him a little while ago, and he showed us this, and then he put it on the big screen and he told the crowd about it, right?
Right.
Now, the headline is... Cleaners horrified at Hebben. Now, Hebben's a place up where we live. I was in a TV show about it. Cleaners horrified at Hebben House, where tenant left thousands of urine-filled beer cans.
Right.
Rosie.
Where are they left?
There's the photo.
Oh, my word.
So, guys, I'm showing Rosie now on my phone. I know it's a podcast, but I'm showing her a photo of... You know when you've got a few empty calling cans on a bench or whatever after a party? Imagine every single surface in multiple rooms, floor... Everything covered. All of them are full of piss.
They're all full of wee.
All of them are full of piss.
That's
the
gross.
Tenant left and the cleaners came in and he left them all like that.
Why?
I don't know. Something to do with apparently the toilet didn't work was something in the story. The toilet didn't work and he left them all there.
That's
but he filled up
awful.
Cans of piss and just left them. It's like some kind of Damien Hirst art installation.
You're going to have to put that on Twitter or something.
I'll put that on Instagram. I'll put it on the day this podcast comes out.
Don't put it on Instagram. Instagram's quite nice. I don't want that on there.
Yeah.
Come
just
on.
Just scrolling through.
You kind of be filtering that.
There's a photo of a flower. There's some latte form art. There's my friend's baby. There's 1,000 piss-filled cans of Carlin.
Oh, you've got a CD player. Yeah, it's got a really retro CD
yeah,
player.
It's one of them. Yeah, it's one of them sort of ones. Wow. That came, remember the ones that came in sections, the CD players, where the bottom would be like a tape deck, the next one would be a CD, the top would be like either a record player or your radio.
I'm seeing one of them for donkeys. God, I used to love mine, you know.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what you've took from that. I showed you thousands and thousands of piss-filled beer cans, and you've took, oh, I love my CD player.
Mm.
Brilliant.
That's awful.
Yeah. So there you go.
That was going to be worse, though, to be fair. Have you seen the ones with all the tea bags on the sink?
Yes, the massive big pile of them. Yeah, someone sent us that as well. Incredible. Huge pile of them. What are you doing? You've just found some sanitizer in your pocket and you're putting sanitizer on. What are you doing?
I don't know.
We're doing a podcast. Why are you putting sanitizer on?
I've been brainwashed.
Guys, she went into our pocket and she found sanitizer and just put it on.
I've got quite a lot. What else have I got? Look here.
Oh my God, this is the worst.
Oh, I've got £1 and a penny.
£1, 2.50 pences and a penny.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else in
the I've got that sanitizer because we went to the fair the other day. Yeah. Robin is obsessed with the 2 pence machines.
Oh, Jesus.
He's obsessed.
He doesn't get it.
Like, we couldn't leave until he'd spent all of his 2 pences.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, I had to sanitize the shit out of the hands.
Yeah.
Because, you know, pennies, and it's rank, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. There's not worse than the smell of your hands when you can smell pennies.
As if some stuff still got rules to COVID, but the 2 pence machines are all on.
Oh,
the world's backwards.
It's the... The lack of sort of uniformity, the lack of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Common sense?
Yeah, but there's no, like, across the board, it's all over the place. Yeah. Some places are like, wear a welder's mask, stay 9 metres apart, don't look at someone or you'll kill them. And other places are like, now, it's commonplace to lick each other's faces when we come in, so do your face lick and sit down. And there's no fucking rule
really
across the board.
You just gotta go in and just hope for the best, don't you?
Sick of it.
I've got another parenting dilemma currently.
Haven't we all?
Yeah, well, mine is Rafe's crawling now, which is great.
He's doing very well,
He's doing very well. He's bashed his head so many times, like, oh my God.
Can you remember when Robin did it in the old house? What? So we had, I don't know if we've talked about it here, I think they call them a nest of tables.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where it's the little table that slides under the slightly bigger one and there's a slightly bigger one?
I love a nest of tables.
Love a nest of tables.
Cannot slag, I know they're really old school.
Yeah.
But they're so practical.
Rosie, it's the Swiss Army table.
It is.
It's great.
I need a little table for me cuppa. Yeah. Oh, I'll get it from under me nest.
Oh, hold on. I've got cuppa and plate of biscuits.
Mm.
Bigger table, please.
Yes, yeah.
Hold on, I've got cuppa, plate of biscuits, plate of crisps, glass of wine.
Mm.
Bigger table, thanks.
Yeah. But that the big table's got the lamp on, so you can't move that.
Whoa.
You know, the daddy.
You've put a lamp on the largest nest of tables.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't okay this.
Well, you've got to. That's
I didn't
the
sign
thing.
Off on this. No,
but that's what you do.
Well, then, it's not even a nest of tables anymore.
Two
it's just
more.
Two tables.
Two more?
Well, it's not even a nest anymore. It's just two tables.
Oh, for God's sake.
What the hell? This is terrible. Why have you done this?
It was a rookie mistake.
It's just two tables now. Oh, fuck it, honestly.
I wonder why it's called a nest of tables.
House. I don't know, probably even said the wrong thing.
Is it because, like, nests is twigs? Like, loads of twigs?
I doubt wood. It very much. I think it's just because they're all nestled together.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay, nestled.
Nothing to do with wood. Otherwise, what the hell? How hungover are you?
Honestly,
or a real table?
I don't think I'm here. I don't feel like I'm here.
Do you feel like you're dreaming?
I feel like this is a dream.
You thought it was nest because of twigs, because of wood. Well, then wouldn't everything wood not be called something to do with a nest? Is it not like, because you normally got three little baby, the classic thing is three baby birds in a nest, all mouths open, it's three tables, nest of tables. Oh, hey, anyway. Do you know what? I bored myself. Howie, what's your parent?
Oh, so my parent dies.
Oh no, I didn't even finish the nest of tables thing. So Robin, it was when Robin was little, he was crawling, I watched him, and he grabbed onto the nest of tables as if they were, and he pulled them and they braided him on the head. And can you not remember? I ran upstairs in the old house and I was like, he's banging, and he had the biggest fucking egg on the front of his head ever. Yeah. Literally, it was like an inch off his head. I was devastated.
Well, Rafe's worse than that. Rafe just keeps like holding on to something and then tries to get up, but then pushes the thing out of his way and then just falls on his face.
He's massive.
Well, anyway, my dilemma at the minute is I don't know whether to leave him or take him.
What do you mean?
So if I leave the room to go for a wee, he can move now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what, do I run and wee really quickly
and
just hope for the best? If I put him somewhere safe, I go, right, he's safe there. He's fine, he's on the sponge thing, he's got that toy, you can't choke on anything, right, I can run and be 3 seconds.
Right.
Or do I just take him with us? And that's another thing that I spend a lot of time on. So I stand there going, what should I do? Should I take him with us or should I leave him?
Before you know
it,
you've pissed yourself.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, this is where one of your beefs with me was that I hold our son while I go for a wee.
That's vile.
Jealous now?
Well, I've done it in the past. I'll probably have to start doing it again.
I'll hold him all the time.
He comes for a wee with me every morning. In the morning, we'll go downstairs. First thing we do is we'll go down the downstairs loo. I sit him on the floor and I have a wee. And we just kind of look at each other and he smiles and that. And he's like, all right. And I'm like, hiya. Morning. Mummy's having a wee-wee.
It's weird, but it's really quite nice.
It's every morning. And he's still in his sleeping bag. So he just kind of sat up in his little sleeping bag like, hiya, mum. And I'm like, all right, son. I'll get your bottle in a minute. But mummy's got to have a... Got to empty yourself.
I've got to have a little wee first, then I've got to go to the front door and move all the nappies I've been keeping there, because I'm a minger.
He does enjoy that. I can tell in his face. He's like, this is night. This is our routine. We've got a routine going on. Then Robin comes down, and then I can't leave Rafe with Robin because he's just
too
much.
You don't
know what they're going to do. So I've just got to take it. I do end up taking them with us everywhere, poor kid.
We are lucky how much they love each other, to be fair, because I did see a video the other day of someone showing a newborn baby to a toddler, and the toddler just fucking punched the baby as hard as they could.
Really?
The maddest video. Yeah, yeah. It was just like, here's a... You know, it was that... By the way, on Reels, I think it's a TikTok thing, on Reels on Instagram, can we all stop using the thing that does this voice?
Mm.
Fucking doing my nutting. Mm-hmm. How do people do that? Is it some kind of thing?
I think it's TikTok. I think you can just something.
That person? That is TikTok?
No, no. I don't think that. Mrs. TikTok. No, no. I think it's...
Show your partner. Oh, my God! So fucking annoying. It's unsettling. Show me that you're a mother without telling me that you're a mother. Oh, God.
I think it's just a voice that's put on.
Right, everyone. I've requested it. Stop it. That's my request. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was like, show me, you know, showing our new baby to our current daughter. And it showed them, it was like, da da da. Then the kid just went, bang, fuck off.
Wow.
Just like twatted this baby. So we're lucky. We are lucky that like each other.
He does, yeah.
The only time Robin will help me is because he plays with them too rough and loves them too much.
It is. Suffocating.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
What, do you think I suffocate you with love?
Yeah, just back off, just back off.
You wish that I suffocated
back
you with love.
Off.
You really do wish
personal
that.
Space.
I think every birthday when you blow out them candles, you're like, please let her suffocate me.
Sorry, in what world have you ever got me candles for my birthday? We all know for the past 2 years I've had to go and buy my own cake, so you can fucking rewind right away on that bullshit.
Oh, boo. Boo-hoo.
See? Look at it. You've gone back on your bullshit straight away. Never got me birthday candles.
Are you
candles.
Looking forward to Robin's party next week?
Yes.
His little party with all his little friends from school.
Yes, I've sorted
Should
out his cake
fun.
And everything, so yeah, it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef.
What is your beef?
What is my beef? I'll tell you exactly what my beef is. Oh. Do you want us to jump straight in?
Yep, go on.
Do you want us to jump straight in?
Yeah.
My beef
Don't
with
hurt
you.
Yourself.
I'll
Don't hurt yourself on the bottom of the pool.
My beef with you this week, you started doing it a lot, and I'm really sick of it. Every time now that I come home from being on tour, and I open our bin, and I go to throw something in the bin bag is still in there, but it's tied up. It's the worst fucking crack ever. If you are tying up that bin bag, a couple of things. If you're tying up the bin bag... Remove the bin bag and go and put it in the bin outside.
Right, no, okay.
Yeah. And if you are removing the bin bag, part of the job of removing the bin bag is putting a new bin bag in the bin.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You literally, I go to throw something in the bin, like a tea bag or whatever, and I press the paddle and I throw it and it just hits the top of a tied up bag and I've got nowhere to put the rubbish.
Okay.
Pack it in.
No, I'm on my own. Mm-hmm. I can't leave the kids
doesn't take
to
two,
take the
doesn't
bin
take
outside.
Two people, well, put it at the door with all the nappies. Just put it somewhere. Don't tie it and leave it in the bin. Put it next to the bin.
But then it'll smell if it's out anywhere.
Just leave it then.
The bins are your job, Ramsay.
Not when
the
I'm...
The bins are not my job. I do
not
everything
do...
else.
Not when
I'm
not here.
Doing the fucking bins as
not
well.
Not when I'm not here. I can't do them. I physically can't do them
right,
when
then.
I'm not
well,
here.
Well, allow me to have another partner. Right? For when you're not here, so that
is
I
it,
don't have
is it
to
weird
do
that
the
I'm
bins.
Considering it so the house would be, you know, not falling apart when I get back?
House
is it weird
not
that I'm considering
apart.
That?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it is.
I can't leave the kids, and then I can't, when they're in bed, I can't go and take the bin outside because
it's
then. No, but then I feel like a murderer has entered a house when I've gone outside.
Lock the door behind you.
No, I'll still think they're there. I can't, it's something that's in my brain.
Right.
If I leave the house and the kids are in bed asleep, if I step out of that door,
I've got a solution
back
for
or
you.
Front, that somebody's going to
I've got
come
a solution
in.
For you.
What?
Have the app that I've got that tells you when anyone goes anywhere near the front door.
Oh, God, no.
Brilliant.
Why would I want that?
Brilliant, because you're so scared of technology, you won't even have the app that will solve the problem that you just put
pings
forward.
All the time. It's infuriating, Chris. You've got it on your phone. Oh, sorry, listeners, but this is another beef of mine. He's got the app on his phone. Every time someone comes to the door, ding, Habachoom. So when you're leaving the house, right, if Chris has got his phone in his pocket, all you hear is Habachoom.
It does tell us when I'm at my own door.
And you're like, oh, I forgot my code. Habachoom. Oh, I've got to go. I'm just going to quickly get Rolly Ray's bottle. Habachoom. And I'm like, oh my God, can I enter my house without a fucking little bell going off?
Well, you can't, and no one can. That's the point, right? That's the point.
How am I ever going to have an affair with you watching over me like this?
Can't date somewhere else, right? Leave and then come back later.
Can't leave the kids because he has to come here.
You know what I do love doing? Because we've got the cameras all over the place and it tells us when anyone's literally anywhere near the house. It's great. It's like being, I don't know, it's like being the boss in a computer game. Do you know what I mean?
So
I know when they're attacking. I do like when I get the ping on the door, I do like run into the door really quickly before the person actually knocks. And then they go like, oh God. And I go, yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
I do. I like surprising people. I didn't even knock. I go, I know you didn't. I got a ping. I've got pressure pads I've got pressure pads on the drive. I've got cameras everywhere.
I really hate that ping.
What can you do? Nothing.
Have I done my beef yet?
Yeah. Should we move on?
Yeah. I'll save me one I was meant to do for next week.
All right. Really?
What's I can't remember what it was.
Really? You're not even going to do a beef?
No, I can't be asked.
Wow.
You're bringing down my already quite negative vibe. I'm hungover to shit. I can't be positive,
guys,
so I don't want to fight.
Guys,
what?
She doesn't fight back when she's hungover. I've got a golden ticket.
I actually can't be bothered. All I'm thinking about is getting a McDonald's. So.
All I need to do now is start an argument on a day that you're hungover and I'll always win the argument.
I'm not this hungover very often.
I can't lose.
I'm quite good at drinking.
I'll bring you more wine.
I'm a regular drinker, so I just have like a glass a night.
Yeah.
But last night I had about 7 glasses in one night. That's why I feel like this.
Got you. There we go.
Not in a good way.
You know, you look. I want to say you look fine. But
do
you,
I?
Nah.
I'm worried about my hairdresser. He's going to be like, you stink.
Yeah, and there's alcohol as well today.
I know. Eh?
What?
What did you say?
You stink of alcohol as well.
I know,
today.
Do I? Garlic alcohol, all the lot. All of the
joke
all
was
of
that
the repellers.
Stink. The joke was that you stink all the time, but you're so fucking, you didn't even get it.
Oh, no.
Why do I bother? Why do I bother? Wasted round here.
I know, sorry. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. And remember, some of them get used on the podcast and some of them are also being used for the live shows as well. The tour starts up again at the end of this month at Manchester, which sold out. And then we've got the O2 and then we've got all of the arenas all over the UK. Still some tickets available. Shaggedmarriedannoyed.com. Get them through there.
Come and see us.
What's really good, I don't know if I've mentioned this, is the fact that the full second section of the show is different every night, but also off the cuff, which is me. It's one of my funnest bits.
Yeah.
I enjoy the second half of our show more than I enjoy doing my stand-up show. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't think people believe that it's different every night.
They don't.
Whenever we tell people, they're like, yeah. I'm like, no, it genuinely is.
Yeah,
genuinely is.
Well, you know, they'll see. Or will they? Will or not? But they don't believe it. I do that. So I've got stories in my stand-up show. I've got stories that I had to fight not to put on this podcast because I was like, when we thought comedy was never going to happen again, stand-up wasn't going to happen. So there's so many stories that have happened in our lives that I had for me stand-up. I'd earmarked them and we nearly told them on this during the whole pandemic. But then I have to say during the show, doing my stand-up, I have to go, look, what I'm about to tell you happened word for word. But the more you say this is true, the more they think, you're fucking lying. But they did. And it's really difficult to stand there on stage. God, please believe us. I promise.
It's all true.
I promise.
I'm not a liar.
But they're enjoying them, and I'm enjoying it as well. So it's all good. I am a truth teller.
Right. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
I was listening to you guys chat about how Rosie's dad tells the story of how he was walking at 8 months and pissing myself at your response. Fuck off. Well, my husband's mum insists that he too was walking at 8 months. Better still, she says at 1 year old, he opened the front door, walked down the street into the local bakery, took an uncut loaf of bread from the shelf and started eating it all on his own. And she didn't know for a while that he had gone. Fuck right off.
She's the worst parent ever.
It says, I mean, she's my mother-in-law, so naturally I laughed along, but inside I was screaming the F-bomb right at her.
Wow.
Uh-huh. No, and then 8 months, he walked down the street and he got a loaf of bread and he started eating it.
Uncut loaf as well.
Uncut loaf.
I like that extra bit of extraneous detail there, uncut loaf. I like that.
I'm sorry, but that, one, bullshit. Two, horrific parenting. Three, A little bit jealous that you live right next to a bakery.
Oh, the smells.
Oh, I'd love to live next to a bakery. Imagine.
So that's reminded me of two little things that I wanted to tell you here. So a friend of mine is a coach for UFC fighters, right?
Yeah.
But when he was a fighter himself, he told me that when he was eating clean, right? Mm-hmm. If he was eating clean and, like, you know, trying to cut weight for a fight, it's crazy what they put themselves through. Like, they just, you know, they eat nothing. They eat, you know, zero calorie stuff.
And my rice cake and my fish.
Yeah, and the fish and the rice cake. They eat nothing. It's crazy, right? He told me that he used to walk through the bakery section in Morrison's and just stand there sniffing.
I've done that on a diet before.
Yeah, but like we did like training together and he was late and he was just like, oh yeah, just, sorry I'm late. I just went and stood in the bakery aisle in Morrison's. I just lost track of time. And I was like, just fucking stood there sniffing.
That's sad.
Because it would give him the hit he needed, then he'd leave.
That's, like...
That would make it worse for me.
Do you know what it is? I'm all for, like, I've got to reel myself in because I could eat just everything all the time. So I do sometimes have to go, Rosie, no, you're not hungry, you're bored. Don't do, or you're thirsty, do you know what I mean? But
Do you ever sometimes get the littlest table of the nest of tables out to dissuade yourself from putting loads of stuff on it?
Yeah, snacks and that.
Tiny one, it's got a comfort on the table.
Yeah, but that's really torturing yourself, I find.
Well, he was doing it for fighting. He was doing it to make weight for his job, which is fair enough. But yeah, the other thing, whenever someone says uncut loaf, have I ever told you about what my dad used to get whenever he went swimming when he was a kid?
Is this the chip butty?
Yeah, and have I mentioned it?
I don't know. You might have. You've told me before.
What he used to get, and I've never done it in my life, and I've always wanted to do it.
Sounds unreal.
He used to go, there was a baker's next door to a chip shop, apparently, in Whitburn, near Sunderland, and he used to go, was it in Sunderland? Anyway, and he used to go just outside Sunderland, and he would get a loaf of bread, uncut loaf of white bread from the baker's, rip the top off, eat that bit, hollow out the inside, eat all of the white.
Eat the bread.
Out all of the inside, eat all that dry white bread. Mm-hmm. Next door, chip shop, instead of getting it in the paper, he would just go fill that up and he would give them a fucking hollowed out bread, loaf of bread, and they would just fill it with chips, loads of salt, loads of vinegar, and he would just eat that.
Do you know what would make that even better?
What?
Gravy.
Gravy? Alcoholic sauce, maybe.
Oh, my word. Or curry sauce.
Imagine the fucking mess.
Oh, yeah. I don't want them. I want chips. I want a chip, buddy. I need something. I need something like that. Oh, I'm going to die at the hairdressers.
Right, okay.
I'm actually going to die. I'll pass out.
Great.
I will pass.
Our hairdresser's got a lovely afternoon in front of him because he is going to have you sitting there stinking of having chippy garlic gravy sweats. So that's going to be nice. Great. Good for him. Yeah. If you burped in the fucking show or anything last night to go by, you might as well wear a fucking diver's helmet. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. You guys will definitely appreciate this. Isn't it weird that your nipples are older than your teeth?
Sorry?
said, isn't it weird that your nipples are older than your teeth?
Eh?
They
How's
are.
How's this? Well, don't you tell us they are. Explain yourself.
Well, it just said, isn't it weird? But they are. Because I read that and I was like, that is weird. Because your nipples have been on your body longer than your teeth. Because your teeth change.
Yeah, but they're there.
No, but your baby teeth have gone. So the baby tooth that you had.
Right.
From being a baby.
Right.
Is gone. So it's your adult tooth. So your nipples are older than your teeth.
Are you stoned? Is this... This is horrible. This is... I feel like I've walked into a student dorm and everyone's sitting... puff, 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 puff. Yeah, how come as towels dry, they get wetter? Oh, shut up, you boring fucking wankers. Your nipples aren't older than your teeth. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. They're not, because have you ever seen an x-ray of a baby's skull? The adult teeth are inside your skull.
Oh, well, Claudia, you stupid twat.
Excuse me, you read it and read it on the podcast. You went, oh, yeah, they are.
I don't know. I thought it was quite interesting.
It's not interesting. It's
all
stupid,
right, man. Right,
your
okay.
Teeth are, or the if you've seen the X-ray of a baby skull, by the way, is one of the most terrifying things
awful.
In the world. It looks like the fucking clown from bloody It. Mm-hmm. All your adult teeth are in the head. They're in the head. There.
I'm absolutely ready for Rafe's Fontanel to close over as well.
Freaking me out.
That's
like,
disgusting.
I still hate it. Yeah. I thought it'd close the idea. I was like, oh, it's not there. Oh, it's still there.
It's still there.
Oh, it's like a little flesh trampoline.
It's when you go and say hello to him or whatever. If he's sat in his high chair and he's dinner, I'm like, all right, now his throat is head. I'm going.
I think we've talked about it as well, but it's when they're dehydrated and you can see the heartbeat.
Yeah, and
it
pulses. On holiday, it was like.
It's like a fucking fish. Oh, God, nah. Horrible. Horrible, 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 horrible. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo. Dear Chris and Rosie, when my cousin was dating her ex, they came up with baby names for their imaginary future children. This was after about a year.
So she wasn't pregnant? Well, just
No, no. I think just sometimes when you're in relationships, you talk about what you would do and what you would name your kids and that. After a few disagreements, the one name that they both agreed on was Lincoln.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They both loved it and talked about the name often. So they chose a name for their unborn child.
Weird, but okay.
But yeah, I know, it's, yeah.
It's nice that they're planning a future together, mm-hmm. but how often do they talk about it is my question.
It sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it sounds like, yeah. I wonder what Lincoln will think of this.
Well, listen to this.
Okay.
They broke up around a year later, and then a few years passed without them speaking.
Who got custody of the imaginary child?
Well, listen. One day on Facebook, my cousin's ex posted to say that he and his new partner had a baby. They called the baby Lincoln.
Fuck, oh, that's really weird.
Considering my cousin and him had spoken about this name for 2 years, and then he calls his firstborn child with the same name, is so creepy and weird to me.
Now, it's not weird for him, in my opinion. It's weird for the girl he's with now who's had the kid to go, what baby name should we pick? Well, me and me ex loved
well,
the
I'm
name
Well, I'm guessing
Lincoln.
That he didn't say that.
I don't think he said that
I
either.
I don't think he said that. I think he's
right.
Gone, I love Lincoln, and she's gone, like the president. I like that.
Like the place.
Is it a place?
Excuse me, I'm playing Lincoln Engine Shed soon. I think
it's
about...
Oh, of course it is, Lincoln. Of course it is.
Great place, Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think that's what's happened.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel if you found out that you had named your child in the future? Say now, say the listen to this.
Right.
How would you feel if you found out that our children were named because of a name that me and my ex had talked about loads and would loved and were like, these are them. We had an imaginary child and we talked about them all the time.
I think I wouldn't be very happy about that, to be honest. I think that, I don't know.
It's a betrayal.
It's a betrayal
from the past.
It's just a name, isn't it? Names are quite important.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a weird one because it's
strange.
A massive betrayal, but it's also not a betrayal at all. Mm-hmm. I guarantee this will split people down the middle. I guarantee if you spoke to someone, you could get different opinions. You could, that doesn't matter. Or you could get, oh my God, that's terrible.
Mm.
Wow. It's like cheating on someone in a dream.
It is a bit. Well, I've had completely different names for our kids from what I thought I would when I was younger.
Yeah.
What were the names you wanted to call your kids when you were older?
Never
when you
thought
were
about that. Not a
weirdo. Did you not?
No, not a weirdo. Didn't think about
no,
that.
No, I had two. And the worst, probably some of the worst names I've ever heard.
Right. You can't say that because someone's going to be listening to it now going, well... I'm called Bartholomew. How dare she?
It wasn't Bartholomew.
Of course it wasn't. Of course it wasn't.
Do I know what it was? No.
I don't think I do because we're going to slag people off.
I'm sorry. Okay, I won't. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hey, guys. I heard you talking about your injuries you'd had at school this week, and it reminded me of something that happened when I was in year 9. Mm-hmm. One of the games we played in PE was possibly the stupidest thing in the world. I don't know how my teacher thought that this could end in anything other than pain.
Okay.
The idea was that you had to learn to trust your partner. We were put into pairs. One member of the pair had to wear a blindfold and the other didn't. Then the blindfolded person had to essentially just run full speed across the hall at the brick wall at the other end.
What the hell?
They were supposed to trust their partner to tell them when to stop. Obviously, though, we were a class of 14-year-old girls and were inevitably going to get distracted. This game lasted about 2 minutes and ended abruptly when one of the girls forgot to tell her partner to stop. The blindfolded girl ran directly in the wall and shattered her kneecaps. I don't think they played that game again.
Shattered her kneecaps? Yeah.
What a ridiculous game. That's taken, because we used to do stuff like trust games. You know, have you never done them?
Put arms out and fall back and catch them.
Well, no, not just that. You would sometimes have like a maze or something. Someone would be blindfolded and you'd be like, well, you have to go left
never
and then
did,
right.
Never did this in
we
my school.
We did stuff like that.
Did you guys not have trampolines?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Right.
What, when you have to spot for people?
Just sounds like something shit schools would do. Like, we've got no stuff, we've got no equipment, the balls have all burst. Put your tie around your face and run at the wall. Fucking stupid.
We never ran at that's ridiculous. Everybody run at the wall and your partner will tell you when to stop. Like, what the hell?
If anyone involved in the next series of Squid Games listening, I think we've just found one of your games.
Stop.
Red light, green light, shattered kneecaps. Shattered kneecaps.
I know.
How are you running?
Well, because...
How does she run? Like, you know, like a cartoon villain where they lean back and they run.
And her legs are just like
A bag of swag over the shoulder that they've just stolen.
Maybe she was just full throttle run. You know, when you like have your knees up?
Shattered a kneecap. Both knees, though. Good God.
Or kneecap. Just one.
Brilliant.
Just one kneecap. So she would have just been... Yeah,
makes
sorry.
Perfect sense.
Not both.
Good grief.
Ran directly in the wall and shattered her kneecap. Sorry.
Wow. Did I never tell you... I must have told you, but when we did trampolining at school, you know you did trampolining. The trampolines were always there. You could always see them. It was the best thing to do by a mile. Mm-hmm. And you literally did them once a year. Mm-hmm. You never, ever did them. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, they never got
I'm
them out,
I'm jealous of how much trampoline access children nowadays have.
Yeah.
Think about when we were kids.
Oh my, that's so true.
There was no access to trampolines.
Nah, never.
You go on holiday once a year. There might be a trampoline park on the Costa del Sol or whatever. You walk past it on a night. There's arcades. There's a bit of mini golf and there's some trampolines.
Yeah.
That's once a year, mm-hmm. right? I used to go when we went on holiday, if there was a trampoline park, I would go every single night. Mm-hmm. That would be me for the night. Mm-hmm. Me, mum and dad would take us and stand there gutted while I just bounced up and down.
Yeah.
I remember one year we found one that had a bar as well that were over the moon. And yeah, at school you would go on as well. Mm-hmm. Now, one time we were doing trampolining. And one of the lads, if you could, you were allowed to do a backflip or a front flip, right?
So we were pikes and stuff like that.
Well, everyone had to stand around, or everyone stands around to catch them kind of thing. And one of the lads, twice this happened in my school, right? Mm-hmm. One of the lads, he was called Billy. He was actually one of the lads I've mentioned recently who said that you get weights on your dick at the thing. It's the same lad.
You didn't mention the names. Now you
I
have.
I said Billy and Jamie.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I didn't get the second. Billy, he's a little lad. He was very athletic. And he did a front flip, but he went a little bit further around.
Mm.
It was right at the beginning of the class. He did a front flip, so he did almost 1.5 front flips. Mm-hmm. And the teacher realised he'd done 1.5 and was like, I bet you could do double if you tried. Mm. And he was like, all right. It was the rest of the lesson. We all stood around the rest of the lesson. It was 45 minutes. Of just him on the trampoline trying to do double front flips.
That's torture.
It was fucking rubbish. It was one of the worst
lessons.
I'm
sorry, your schools were horrible.
My PE teacher was a prick is what the problem was. Okay. And we stood there. It was the whole lesson. And I just remember thinking, is no one else having a turn? No, go on, Billy, you can do it. Go on, do a double front. Poor lad, he was goosed
That's
by the end of it.
Yeah, because you really want to turn on the trampoline. You really, really want
None
to
None of them got a turn. None of them got a turn when it was shown that he could nearly do it. It was terrible. It happened once in, we did, again, I think the teacher just liked getting in the local paper. I'm sure he would phone the paper and be like, student does double front flip. Another lad did a long jump at one point, and one of the lads got a decent score on the long jump, and he was like, oh, that's close to the youth record or whatever. Rest of the lesson, we just had to watch this lad do the one jump.
That's utter shit.
Fucking rubbish. rubbish.
You're totally
still
right,
angry
though.
About it.
Kids don't know the bond.
The access that this generation have got to
trampolines, you're totally right.
In my day, trampolines were few and far between.
So really, you've made one of your most valid points you've ever made. That's a really good point.
Wow.
I'll give you that. And climbing walls as well. Climbing walls are crazy accessible.
Yeah.
You know, you can just, if you want to take your kid to a climbing wall on a Sunday.
Back in the day, there's none of that. None of that.
Nah.
So there we go.
Wow. We've hit something here.
Yeah.
Soft plays. They were a dime a dozen when I was young. They're all over the shop now.
Well, they're constant now, soft plays. It used to be a hall that got all the soft stuff out and put it away. Now they're just a constant.
Do you remember Pirates, what was it called, man?
Pirates Playland at Leisure
Pirates
Centre.
Pirates Playland at the
Absolutely
Leisure.
Unbelievable. It was massive. Great in there. Massive. Mm-hmm. Class. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, bab. Dear Chris and Rosie, please keep me anonymous as I don't want to get into trouble at work.
Great.
I work as a secondary school teacher and thought you'd like to hear about the time one of my students put the school up for sale on Purple Bricks.
Fantastic. Yes, 100%, please.
The reception staff allegedly found out about this when someone rang in to arrange a viewing.
Of a school? Who's buying a school?
Developers do. Developers buy old schools and stuff, don't they?
Yeah, it's just really funny.
Probably to make a trampoline park. I ended up having to look after the kid when he was on detention and had the hardest time trying to keep a straight face whilst telling him off.
That's yeah, you can't.
It's great, that, isn't
this
it?
This is fantastic. It's brilliant.
It says, what's the funniest thing you got into trouble for when you were at school?
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I told you once I got put on report for not for having my shirt tucked out.
Oh, because the teacher hated you.
Yeah, well, most teachers hate it because I talk too much. Mm. Irony, if anyone's listening. Mm. Well, hey. So I remember, I think it was when I won the yo-yo competition and I stood up to collect me toffee crisp, which I'm still angry about. Mm-hmm. Have I told you this story?
No, I don't know.
The teacher did a yo-yo competition, I think it was year 8 or year 9, and she was like, I'm going to do a yo-yo competition. Mm-hmm. Talked about it in the seminary, and she was like, there'll be a prize. I was like, oh my God. So I did the yo-yo competition, and I won it because I was brilliant on my yo-yo. Mm-hmm. Also because I was last to go. So anyone who did a trick that I didn't know, I just did it in my set as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
In my set. Oh, God, this is tragic.
We actually did it next to the trampolines.
I bet you were well hard.
They were folded up. Yeah, they were folded up. At one point, I just hung the string on my erection. I was buzzing. And then she was like, right, the prize will be given in assembly. And I stood up to get my prize in front of everyone.
It was a toffee crisp.
I could have smacked her. I was so angry.
Was it a big one or a little one?
Just normal toffee crisp. And when I went up to get it, I had my shirt tucked out. When I got put on board, I had my shirt tucked out. I mean, it backfired massively, which is why I've never tried at anything since then.
I love a toffee crisp, though.
I was expecting a Pro-Yo 2. All the adverts on the telly for the Pro-Yo 2. It had a wooden spindle in the middle. It spun forever. It spun just constantly. It was amazing. You could do loads of tricks. Mm-hmm. Oh, he has a toffee crisp, fucking 20 pence from the tuck shop. I bet she didn't even pay for it. I bet she just took it.
Well, I'd have been buzzing.
Probably from a multi-pack.
What did I get wrong for? I didn't get in trouble much at school. But I've got a memory. Do you know when my memories are really mixed up? I've got a memory, whether it's true or not, I don't know, of me being made to go into another science class. I think I got caught talking. I was like you, I talked a lot. One of my teachers caught us talking about how worms have sex, right? And I think she was a bit annoyed at us because I was talking. She was like, what are you talking about?
Right.
And I was like, I'm telling everyone how worms have sex. And she was like, well, wow, why are you doing that? And blah, blah, blah. And then she made me go into the other. I think teachers just took the piss out of kids, actually, looking back.
Right.
She made me go into another class and stand at the front of the class and tell them all what I had been talking about in class. And I've got a very vivid memory of being in another classroom talking about worms in an older kids.
Oh, wow.
She really had my life, to be fair.
That's genius.
Not nice, though, is it?
So you got caught talking about worms on sex, and she was like, right, okay. So no, that's like another, you know, when they catch you a little note and they go, I'll read that note out in front of the class.
It's
like
embarrassing.
You're passing around. Yeah. Just like, you will go into year nine, you're in year seven. Yeah. You will go into the year nine science class and present your findings.
And tell them what was so interesting, more interesting than my lesson.
Wow, she's really took that personally. So how do worms have sex?
So I think this is what I remember. They lie opposite each other and just shoot stuff at each other. That's what she made us go into everyone.
End of presentation. Rosie Winter, everyone.
What she didn't realise.
You know what, Rosie? That was so good. We're going to tour the whole school. Come on.
What she didn't realise is actually that I love performing in front of people. So to
that's
me,
where it started.
To me, she was doing us a favour. Wow. I was like, this is getting me out of a lesson that I hate. And I'm here performing in front of my fellow friends and folk. So fuck you, Mrs. Can't remember your name.
We, me and me three mates went to get, you know, you had to get signed out of school.
What do you mean when you're
finished?
Early?
No, when you're finished. The day we finished all our exams and then you had to go in and get signed out for some weird reason. I don't know what the crack was.
I don't
know
what you mean. From when you're full on, like year 11,
finished,
you're done.
Year 11, right? Finished.
Signed out.
Done. Had to get signed out.
I don't think I did that. I went back for my GCSE results.
Did you not get signed out?
Oh shit, I'm still...
Are you still at school? You didn't get signed out?
Chris, I don't think I signed out of school.
Oh, your attendance.
Oh my God.
Your attendance is going to be shut. There's an empty desk there. Do you know how many classes are sitting waiting for you to come and tell them how worms have sex? You know that syllabus is bare.
I cannot believe that
literally,
I'm still signing.
Biology, they open the syllabus and they go, there's a big blank page here for worms having sex. Oh no, we've got a student. She's due any day now. She's a bit late. She's going to come and tell everyone how worms have sex. Yeah. We'll give her a toffee crisp. She loves it. So we had to get signed out. And this is one of them things where you realise when you're older, you go, oh, I was a fucking mug there. Like, I was a massive mug for putting up with that. We got signed out by our teacher and walked down the corridor and we were like, way! And we're like high-fiving each other because we've been signed out. Mm-hmm. And another teacher popped out of the classroom and went, what are you doing making all this noise in the corridor? And we're like, we just got signed out. Like, we're going. And I think one of us like gave it a bit of a lip of like, you know, you've got no power here. And he was like, get in here now. And we like went in and we had to sit through his entire lesson. It was the beginning of the period. And we had to sit for an extra. He basically gave with the ultimate detention. We just signed out. We were no longer at the school. And he gave her an hour lesson.
Why would, what? They're such dicks, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it must be, yeah. But he had a younger lesson in. So I assume and getting the lads who just signed out, ragging them into his lesson and made us all sit there with the year sevens. I assume that was that really made him
look
amazing.
Did it teach
you
anything?
It taught us he was a prick.
They probably did teach with some stuff, I suppose, because I was a bit embarrassed having to go into that other class and tell them. So yeah. I didn't talk as much, I guess. Yeah. So, yeah, all right, bravo.
It must be, I always bring it back to it must be absolutely difficult as out being a teacher.
Mm. Oh, yeah, it is. I've worked in horrendous. School. Well, I've never worked in a comprehensive. I don't think I could do that.
Nah, I had our son at home. We had our son at home for a few months during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I literally, I get a round of applause of the teachers every night on my stand-up show.
We're sorry.
We're to have you 6 weeks off.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris. I've been binging the podcast for the past few weeks, so I've got a lot to get through.
Okay.
I recently listened to the episode where the person who wrote in took the last simnel cake and reminded me of something I had to write in. Okay. Do you remember that?
Nah.
Do you not remember?
Nope.
When they stole it from somebody else who put it back. I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
Or something.
Great.
A while ago.
Oh, sorry, yeah, in the supermarket. Mm-hmm. They took the last cake thing. Yes. Yeah. Sorry, the simnel word put us off, but yes. Yeah.
A while ago, me and my partner went to Tesco to get games for the Nintendo Switch because they were on special offer, 2 for £60 or something like that.
Well, pissed off that I missed that, but carry on.
I'm really angry. When we got to the game section, there was another couple there also looking at the Switch games. We knew which ones we wanted, so we just waited until they were ready. They took ages and kept faffing about, asking the staff loads of questions. The woman had two in her hand. One of them was the one that we wanted, and it was the only one of the cases left on the shelf.
Oh.
The woman then changed her mind and put that one back. My boyfriend laughed and said, oh, we'll take that one. She then grabbed it back and said, no, I'm having it, and left.
Wow.
Naturally, we were raging.
Yeah,
I'd been raging too. Now, what I probably should have mentioned was that I actually worked for Tesco at the time. I had an app on my phone which told me the stock levels in every Tesco shop. And this was definitely the last one. However, this insider knowledge also meant that I knew the process that they used in shops for games.
She went straight to the counter, didn't she?
I knew that the cases on the shelf were empty and the actual games were kept in a drawer at the tills.
I'm getting an erection here. Yeah.
We went to the tills, asked the person working if we could have that game as it was the last one and we really wanted it. He gave us it and we bought the last copy. We both laughed on our way out the door as we imagined the horrible and annoying woman from earlier on getting the till and they didn't have the game she wanted.
Delicious. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the woman who lives rent-free in my head?
Who?
I don't know if it's something about being slightly hungover here, the way my brain works. Mm-hmm. So I used to write a lot of stand-up routines when I was slightly hungover because my brain works in a different way. I don't know. So I'm remembering.
Are you just a bit more like aggressive and a bit more like don't give a shit? Is that why? I feel a bit like that today.
I mean, yeah, you're in a bad way. I don't know what it is, but I'm just remembering a load of stuff today. Now, okay. I was on tour, mm-hmm. not the tour just gone, the one before, and we were in Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And there was I was just trying to grab something off. I was just trying to get a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a group of people in front of me who were clearly from an office or something, and they'd come to Starbucks. And mm-hmm. the really, you could tell they were Starbucks noobs, you know, okay. what I mean? Total newbies, and they were standing there. And the people at the counter were free, right? And I'm trying to get around these fucking people to mm-hmm. get served. Mm-hmm. And all they're doing is standing in front of the sandwiches, handing each other sandwiches. Awful. And going, "You want that one? Well, that's got cheese. Well, that's..."
Yeah. And I'm... Where's your peripheral vision?
And I'm trying to get around them. And I got round, and the woman went, "Next, please." And I went, "Yeah." And this other, the woman with the sandwiches literally sidestepped in front of us and went, "No, we were next." Like that. "No, we were," was the way she said it.
Mm.
And I'm like, you picking sandwiches isn't you in the queue.
Mm.
That's you picking sandwiches. Once you've picked them, you join the queue, but they all moved in front of us. And I'm not joking. I must have stood there for 15 minutes while they ordered this massive fucking huge convoluted order. And I was one person on my own just wanting a flat white.
That's rude.
I was raging. So if I could have got the last thing of whatever they wanted... She lives rent-free in my head. Every time in my head I go, "Nah, we were..." I get really fucking angry.
Okay.
So I like to think...
I'd have got annoyed with that.
I like
as well.
To think it was her as well. Mm. And I like to think they took the Switch game off her. And I'm glad they did it for us. Because it was... wasn't it her? It was her,
it was
wasn't
her, it? Was her. I want our Switch game. Yeah. It was her. It was her, babes. No, that would piss me
now.
Off as well.
I feel happy now.
Just convoluted coffee orders piss me off. Like, can I have this without this milk? And then can I have a shot of that? And I'll have a fuck's sake.
That's because you just drink black coffee.
I do. And I don't drink it from Starbucks because I don't want a pint of black coffee. Thank you very much.
When people come out with that cup, that looks like they're going to the cinema.
I'm
Irish. Yes, I'll have the gallon gulp of coffee, please.
Just awful. Awful. We do coffee. We've talked about it. We do coffee so wrong in this country.
Yeah.
Really upsets us that these massive chains.
Australia and Italy, nearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These huge chains do the worst, the simplest of coffees. they do it horrifically.
I ask for it half full and they go, "Really?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's a fucking pint. You're giving us a pint glass of coffee. What are you doing?"
No, you do... "Oh, what value for money you're getting there? I don't want... it's water. It's hot water. It's a shot of the good stuff and then a pint of hot water. I don't want it. Nobody wants a pint of fucking hot water coffee."
Right. Okay. Gun to your head. Gun to your head.
Right.
You have got to wake up tomorrow morning, gun to your head.
Mm.
You have to have one of these two things as soon as you wake up.
Mm.
Pint of coffee, mm-hmm. massive pint of sort of watered down coffee, drink it all, or energy drink. Big can. You know the big cans of energy drinks where you see people walking down the street and you go, "He's drinking lager." Oh no, it's an energy drink. Yeah. You know them ones.
I'd have to have a coffee.
Right, okay.
I hate...
you gotta drink the
drinks.
Whole thing.
Right, okay, I will.
Okay.
I will. No, I'd rather have that. Energy drink in the morning. People drinking energy drinks in the morning.
Yeah.
I find it really sad.
But it might be someone who doesn't... Both my tour managers, neither of them drink hot drinks. They don't drink coffee, they don't drink tea. So I don't know how they get through the day. I don't... So they need a caffeine boost, so it must be from one of them energy drinks. That's
but
all
But for
I
your
think.
First drink?
Yeah, but...
I'm going to have a monster for me.
Don't name.
No, I'm sorry. And I get it. I can understand at midday. It's like, right, okay, you're having your energy drink at midday.
I mean, I've seen people
totally.
At 6 in the morning.
Oh, my...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
All right, gun to your head.
But this is my personal opinion. If you like it, then that's fair enough. People don't like black coffee, but... Right. Okay, well,
gun to your head.
Right, gun to your head.
Gun to your head. You've got a drink, right? Either...
Oh, hang on. I've been beeped.
Oh, God.
Oh, 26 it. Left. Reminder to move. Fuck off, I'll have a monster instead.
This watch is a nightmare.
Right, come on.
Gun to your head, right? You've either got a drink, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know the coffee we've been talking about?
The pint of coffee.
Yeah. It's not a pint anymore. Mm. It's... You know them special big buckets I bought for washing my car? The big yellow ones?
Oh, right, yeah,
it's one
okay.
of them, right? So
right.
it's like a
hot.
Couple of gallons.
How many shots of espresso are you talking? Just
one.
One.
There's one shot of espresso oh, like, oh, and there's about 5 gallons of hot
like
water.
It looks like mud water.
Barely. It's almost just hot water.
Right, okay.
You've got to drink all of that, okay. right? Or, right, you've got to have a hot monster. It's only a little cup, but it's hot.
Right.
And you've got to dip some bickies in it.
Oh.
You've got to dip a custard cream in it. Which one are you having? Gun to your head, you've
honestly,
got to pick one of them.
Less is more. I'll go for the hot monster.
Yes!
I think they'll be quite nice hot. It's... personally, I just don't like the taste. I think the smell so strong And
well, for me, I can't drink Red Bull because I just think of when I used to drink vodka Red Bull.
It reminds me
out.
Of being on a night out and then getting home and going, oh, I can't sleep. Why can't I sleep? Oh, you've had six vodka Red Bulls and you're just wide awake for fucking hours.
Have you ever had a tequila vodka Red Bull? TVR?
No.
Bad.
Are they?
Bad times. Bad times.
That sounds awful.
I had them once before I went on holiday, a couple of nights before I went on holiday, and it was the famous time when I was sick of my suitcase.
Oh, nice.
All the new clothes
tequila,
on top.
Tequila, vodka, Red Bull. Do you remember when you...
Sick in me suitcase.
Do you remember then what... That was probably back in the day when you didn't drink for pleasure. You just,
drank to get drunk.
To get drunk. Yeah. I drink for pleasure now and the side effect is just getting drunk as well.
Beer and wine. Yeah.
I enjoy it. I actually look forward to it.
Sick in me suitcase.
Listen, no offence if you like Monster, but it's not my cup of tea.
Other energy drinks are available and we don't like any of them, just so you know. But if you want to sponsor the podcast, we will pretend that we like them for money. So there you go. Speaking of energy drinks, Rosie, do you know what? We haven't mentioned him this week. So Carl Hutchinson, friend of the podcast,
okay,
who I'm on
is.
Tour with
at
the moment. So Carl, when he does the Edinburgh Festival, my tour manager runs the Edinburgh Festival for our management company. So he sort of programs all the shows for the Edinburgh Festival, texts them all, does all the programming and teching and stuff. Mm-hmm. Carl, he was Carl's tech guy. So Rhys was Carl's tech guy. And Carl's show would run at about 58 minutes. Mm-hmm. Carl was hungover one day and he had one of the, you know, the massive cans of Red Bull.
Yeah.
He had one of the massive cans of Red Bull before he did his show. 45 minutes he show us.
Because he just did it so fast.
Just fucking belted it out.
Did I not tell you that I had two Pro Plus once and I thought I was going to die? I thought I was having a heart attack.
Wow.
Just before I was about to do a gig, I had to lie down and I had to get me people who I was working with at the time to feel me heart because I was like, I'm dying.
That would have been back in the day when you didn't have caffeine.
I didn't have caffeine,
didn't
not
have
anything.
Coffee.
I didn't drink energy drinks. I didn't have caffeine,
you didn't
nothing.
Drink no Coca-Cola
no,
that much, no.
No.
Oh, gosh.
And I had two Pro Plus
straight in at the deep end.
Oh, mate. I had to lie down. I was like, feel me heart. I'm dying. I'm dying.
I love that. How rock and roll. How rock and roll. Look at these bloody pop stars at this gig. Look at her. She's overdosing. Look at Steve. What you had? Two Pro Plus from Boots. All right. Okay.
Ciao, baby. Oh, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Shag Marinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is indeed, guys. As always, if you want to get in touch with anything, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Please continue to send your wonderful stories in for the live shows and for the podcast. And the live shows, the November and December arena dates are on sale now. The last sections in some of the arenas have just been put on sale. Very exciting. O2 is genuinely at the full to the brim, very nearly sold out. It's going to be incredible. Thank you so much, and we will see you again next week.
They're on shagmarinoid.com, by the way.
They know, man. God,
they
come
know.
On. It's bloody spoon feeding them. Stop it.
Bye.
Sorry, everyone. That was shagmarinoid.com for the kids.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.